Page 136, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities,
with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our love, in the mountain of His holiness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness.
O Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth His goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, Father, Father, Almighty, Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God,
Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we beseech thee, the spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we who cannot do anything that is good without thee may by thee be enabled to live according to thy will. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Trinity is written in the 15th chapter of Jeremiah, beginning at the 19th verse. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans, beginning with the 12th verse. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. This is the word of the Lord.
According to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Our sermon text is from today's Holy Gospel reading with special emphasis on these words: "You will know them by their fruit." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Lord teaches, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Jesus says that there will be false prophets in this world, as long as the church exists here on earth, and it will exist until the end of the age. There will be false prophets. There will be false teachers who infiltrate the flock of Christ and try to lead the sheep astray with a different gospel. Now, these false prophets, they carry a Bible. They quote Scripture. They invoke God's name often and say, "This is the word of the Lord." They have an appearance of godliness. They are kind, generous, helpful. In many respects, they look like good sheep, and they look like good pastors. But Jesus says that they are false. They may wear sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Therefore, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" It cannot be denied that false teachers pose a great danger to Christians. If Jesus sends away these false prophets saying, "I never knew you," then he will also send away those who follow their false teaching. He warns all of us, saying, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." These false prophets pose a great danger to our salvation. And so our Lord tells us, beware of them. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. But how can we do this? How can we mark and avoid false prophets? It is one thing to know that false prophets exist. It's another thing to be able to recognize and beware of them. Now, Jesus tells us that we will know them by their fruits. But what sort of fruits should we look for? What are those fruits by which we may recognize a false prophet? I can tell you that by nature, we do not know what fruits we should look for. We have no idea how to identify false prophets. For by nature, all that we know is how to judge a man by the criteria of this world. In this fallen world, personality is a very important criteria. It's easy for us to critique ministers of the word based on personality traits. He's too strong-willed, or he's too timid. He's too expressive. He's too reserved. He is arrogant. He's ignorant. He's socially awkward. He's too polished. Our sinful nature uses all of these traits to judge and rank pastors of the church. And we use these so-called fruits to judge which pastors we think are faithful and which are not. And the world also teaches us how we should judge our pastors. It teaches us to judge them by the outward success of their ministry. The world tells us to look at the number of members that are in their congregation, the size of their church building, the age demographic of the people. We're taught to prioritize these concerns. Are there any youths in the congregation? Is there a church choir? There's nothing wrong, of course, with having a large church, having a youth group, having a choir. And I wish that all the churches in our diocese had these things. But we must be careful lest these worldly criteria become an impediment to hearing faithful preaching. Any of these so-called fruits could be misapplied for judging whether a pastor is true or whether he is false, whether he should be listened to or avoided. Dear friends, we're on the lookout for false prophets, but we do not have the right criteria. We judge pastors according to personality, according to outward success, rather than using the criteria which our Lord gives us. For Jesus does not leave us guessing as to how pastors should be judged. When he says, "You will know them by their fruits," he then explains, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." The true prophets are those who preach and teach according to the will of the Heavenly Father. They baptize and teach all nations according to that doctrine which Jesus has commanded them to teach. And they hold fast the pattern of sound words in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. These are the fruits by which true prophets should be distinguished from false ones. Anyone who teaches the pure word of God, he is a true prophet. Anyone who deviates from God's word, even on a single point, he is a false prophet. According to the natural knowledge of this world, we are not able to distinguish between true and false prophets, because the natural knowledge does not tell us the full will of the Heavenly Father. It knows some things. It knows a little bit about the law and its outward observance. But natural knowledge knows nothing about the gospel. It cannot tell us the gracious will of the Heavenly Father, who sent his Son to die for our sins. Natural knowledge cannot tell us that we are justified by faith, and that faith is a gift of God worked by the Holy Spirit through the Word. It cannot tell us that baptism saves, and that the Lord's Supper imparts the forgiveness of sins to all who believe. Since the natural knowledge cannot explain these things, it cannot tell us how to judge between true and false prophets. Instead, this teaching must come from God Himself. Our Lord must teach us the difference between true and false prophets, because we cannot know this difference on our own. In our fallen state, we do not know the will of the Heavenly Father, only our own sinful opinion. We must be taught the fruits of a true prophet, lest we use our sinful criteria as an excuse, either to avoid false prophets or hang around, or to avoid true prophets or to hang around with false ones. God knows that we need this teaching, and for that reason, He gave us His Word. The Old and the New Testament reveal the will of the Heavenly Father. They teach us the true doctrine of salvation. And the Scriptures also expose the error of false prophets. In the Gospels, Jesus everywhere rebukes the errors of Pharisees and Sadducees. In the Epistles, the Apostles constantly warn and rebuke deviations from the Gospel of Christ. As St. Paul writes to the Galatians, "If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." God does not leave us guessing as how to identify false prophets. For through His Word, Christ teaches us what is true and what is false. The inspired Scriptures teach us the pure doctrine, and they also correct and reprove any teachings which deviate from it. Therefore, it is written, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." But God did not give us Bibles and then leave each of us on our own. We're not left as individual Christians who have to fend for ourselves and discover the true doctrine. No. For the building up and defense of the church, Christ instituted the office of the ministry. He sends out faithful pastors to teach us the pure word of God and rebuke those who teach falsely. If Jesus warns us to beware of false prophets, then it follows there must also be true prophets. For God has not left us orphans, each to discover the will of God on his own. He sends his true prophets into the world to proclaim the will of the Heavenly Father. Through these servants of Christ, God teaches us the true doctrine, and he uses his ministers to reprove false doctrine. Since we do not know the right doctrine according to natural knowledge, since we do not have the right criteria for distinguishing true and false prophets, God has set up his church to teach us. He has given us the Holy Scriptures, which make us wise unto salvation. And he has sent true pastors into his church to expound the Scriptures for us and explain the difference between the opinions of men and the will of God. We have no ability on our own to recognize false prophets. Our sinful nature is not able to judge between good and evil. This knowledge and discernment is a gift that comes from God, worked by the Holy Spirit. Every day, he renews our hearts so that we begin to think and act according to the will of God, rather than according to our own opinions and sinful desires. Therefore, we pray this in our collect. Grant to us, Lord, we beseech thee, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we who cannot do anything that is good without thee, may by thee be enabled to live according to thy will. We pray that we would think and do those things that are right. And as regards our gospel lesson today, the thinking that which we pray for is that we would correctly identify false prophets. The doing is the courage and the wisdom to act on that knowledge. We pray that when false prophets come into our midst, we might be given strength to separate from them and ignore all appeals of personality and worldly success. We ask for those things because we do not think and do such things as are right. All our thoughts and actions are infected with sin. Our old Adam often leads us astray from the will of God. We daily fall into sins of life, and at times we also err in matters of doctrine. But when this happens, do not despair, but do not shrug your shoulders either. Repent and receive forgiveness. When you are led to recognize your sin, know that God is performing his office of prophet for you. He is teaching you through his word, and calling you back to the pure gospel. If false teachers lead you astray, our Lord says to you, I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Our Lord is our strong rock. He is a house of defense to save us. He is always working through his word and through faithful pastors to protect us from false teaching. And he grants us his Holy Spirit, who teaches us to think and do such things as are right. And he calls us back and forgives us through the blood of his Son every time that we fall. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Create in Me, page 143. Restore to me thy.
peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, you have given us the truth of your word, which was fulfilled in your Son, Jesus Christ. You have given it to us by means of the preaching of true prophets, so that we can discern that twisted teaching of false prophets. For this we give you thanks. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Separate your church from all who do not acknowledge the Holy Trinity as the one true and living God, that we might share in your eternal glory and be delivered from every error and its paths which lead to death. Grant faithfulness to all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James and our pastors Michael and Gary. Help us to love those who practice homosexuality, not by blessing their sinful behavior, but by speaking the truth, that they may be turned from their sin. Bless our Early Childhood Learning Center and our Director Keeley. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Defend our liberties. Give those who have been entrusted with the authority of government, our President Joe, the Congress of the United States, our Governor J.B., state legislators, our Mayor Steve, give them the spirit of wisdom that there may be justice and peace in our land. Give our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, as well as our judges, the will and ability to maintain law, order, and justice. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Protect those who serve in our armed forces, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, that they may diligently carry out their duties and be protected from all harm and danger. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shut-ins, Carolyn, Patty, and Tom, as well as our elderly Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Levi, Anita, Larry and Deb, Christina, and Harold, as well as Kay. We ask that you would be present and bless Jacob in his installation this coming Friday in Wisconsin. We ask your presence upon Christina as she is expecting. Be with our students, with Kara and Jonathan. Let us pray to the Lord. Be with Jim and Charlotte Haroon, who are having health concerns. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit,
lift up your hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right what we do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave,
and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me, come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of rescue, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord. Redeem me, the God of truth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Bow down your ear unto me, and hasten to deliver me.
thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We have thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.